Have you ever felt like no matter how much work you do on yourself, something just won't click? Maybe your money feels stuck, relationships are flat, or your creativity is hiding. Here's the truth. It's not always your habits, your mindset, or your circumstances. Sometimes it's your energy. And that's where chakras come in. Today we're talking about chakras out of the textbooks and into real life. We'll talk about what it feels like when they're blocked, what it feels like when they're flowing, and how to bring them back into balance. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the metaphysical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Don't forget, hello, this is September, so all energy work is 50% off at the website, outofbodyecstasy.com. It's already been taken. The discount's already been taken off at the site. And if you have an issue, just let me know at alletheis@yahoo.com and we will hook you up with one of those energy sessions right away. Something else is that I am starting to unload my stones. I mentioned last week about a first aid kit. If you listened last week, you'll remember this. And I had an aha moment that I still had all these stones that I was going to do something with someday, but it never came around. So I'm going to sell them for two reasons, really. One, because I would like them out of my house. I'm trying to downsize and make my life a bit more comfortable. And two, my grad plus student loan was revoked. There's a story behind there, of course, but long story short, the administration didn't want me to have it, and I didn't get it. It's really that simple. So I'll putting these up soon, and on Facebook. So if you are part of Facebook and you're following my Out of Body Ecstasy page, you'll see the list there. It's already on the Mystical Minds paid version. So if you're part of that part of Mystical Minds, you already have your list right there. All right. Moving on. Let's do card of the week. It doesn't matter if you listen to this card of the week today, maybe 5 years from now, or, I don't know, a month. Whenever you listen to this Mystical Minds, this card is for you for this week. Okay, and the deck I'm using is Work Your Light by Rebecca Campbell. Let's see what our week is going to be like. It's been a Monday already, though. I'll tell you that. A lot of things happened today, did not expect. And something I did expect, but I finally got the news, what that would be the Grad Plus loan. Other things outside my control. Actually, everything's outside my control. But here we go. All right. Let us pull a card. Let's finish shuffling this, shall we? All right. So for this week, we've got Break the Chain, Ancestral Patterns, Healing, Rewriting the Future. So, this week, a lot of us are going to have some ancestral ancestral patterns that are going to come back to challenge us this week. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the ancestral patterns, go back to last month, August, when we talked about past lives. And the ancestral patterns, I think, is in August or it's in July, one of the 2 months. This card is calling for us to heal from those ancestral patterns so that we can rewrite our future. Okay. If we stay along those ancestral patterns, then those ancestral patterns become our patterns and become our permanent patterns, which then we pass on to the next generation and so forth and so forth. So this week is calling for healing. It's calling for breaking the chain. And this would be a good week to do it, don't you think? All right. The mystical item this week is a chakra silk scarf or banner. The scarf or a banner, it's not just decor. It's really a reminder. You can hang it above your altar, drape it over your shoulders in meditation, or maybe use it as a backdrop for journaling. Each time you look at it, your mind cues into your energy body. Think of it as a gentle daily reminder to check in with your flow. And speaking of flow, let's not forget that for the month of September, we are talking about energy work and self-healing. The main topic of today's episode is chakras in real life, blocked versus balanced. So let's start simple, shall we? Chakras are often described as spinning wheels of energy in your body. I kind of think of them as energy portals or maybe Wi-Fi routers. But when the signal is strong and clear, everything flows. And you feel connected, purposeful, and alive. When the signal is weak or blocked, nothing loads. You feel frustrated, out of sync, maybe even sick. There are 7 main chakras, from the base of your spine to the crown of your head. Each one governs a part of your physical body, emotions, and spiritual connection. They're not just abstract ideas. They show up in your daily life in very real ways. So signs of blocked chakras versus balanced chakras. Here's how each chakra can show up in your life when it's blocked or balanced. Your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. When it's blocked, you have money stress, anxiety, and never feeling safe. When it's balanced, you feel grounded, secure, able to trust yourself and your life. The sacral chakra, which is about 2 inches below the navel, when it's blocked, you have low creativity, intimacy issues, and trouble expressing desire. When it's balanced, you're playful, you're passionate, flowing with ideas and emotions. We have our solar plexus, which is the stomach area. It's 2 inches above your belly button. When it's blocked, we have self-doubt, lack of direction, and procrastination. When it's balanced, we have confidence, willpower, and motivation to take action. The heart chakra, which is right in the center of the chest, when it's blocked, we have grief, resentment, and bitterness. When it is balanced, we have compassion, forgiveness, and open-hearted love. The throat chakra, well, it's right there at the base of your throat, that indention. When it's blocked, you have the fear of speaking up, you get sore throats, and you are people-pleasing. Balanced, you have clear communication, speaking your truth with ease. The third eye, which is right between your eyebrows. When it's blocked, you have confusion, second guessing, no intuition. When it's balanced, you have clarity, vision, and psychic nudges that you feel are correct. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, when it's blocked, you're feeling cut off from spirit or purpose. When it is balanced, trust, connection, and awareness of something greater. Now, I want to ground this in real life for you. One of my clients had years of self-doubt. She'd overthink every decision until she was frozen. We worked on her solar plexus chakra using breath work and, of course, citrine, and within a month, she was making decisions with confidence and actually following through. A close friend went through a deep grief when her partner passed. Her heart chakra, well, it shut down. She felt numb, even bitter. Working with rose quartz and forgiveness meditation, she began to soften, and slowly love flowed back into her life. Maybe you've noticed your own shifts. Maybe you've put a certain color on, and suddenly you feel lighter, more powerful. Or you place a crystal on your nightstand and your sleep improves. These are not coincidences. Your chakras are responding. So balancing chakras doesn't have to be overly complicated. Here are some simple tools that you can start with today. Breath work. Try alternate nostril breathing for just 5 minutes. So you breathe out of one nostril, in and out, other nostril, in and out, okay? It brings left and right brain and your chakras into harmony. You can have visualization, which is imagination. Imagine each chakra as a glowing ball of light. Start at the root, move up, and watch them all come alive. Crystals. You can use bloodstone for the root, carnelian for the sacral, citrine for solar plexus, rose quartz for heart, lapis for throat, amethyst for third eye, and clear quartz for your crown. There are different oils, essential oils that can help. Clary sage, lavender, patchouli, jasmine, true jasmine, not fake jasmine, you can know because real jasmine costs more. These oils hold vibrational signatures that match chakra frequencies. And movement. Yoga is absolutely fantastic to activate energy. Mountain pose for grounding, cobra for opening heart, and child's pose for surrender. The key is consistency. Daily micro practices shift energy faster than once a month marathons. Now we have some soul work for you guys this week. Your soul work is to pick one of the chakras that feels blocked, just one of them. Place your hand over it for 3 minutes a day. Breathe deeply and imagine a glowing ball of light there. Keep a short journal of what shifts. Have you noticed your mood shifts, your relationships, your sleep, your body? You'll be surprised how quickly energy responds when you give it some attention. All right. And that's a wrap here for this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week, and you'll find it under resources for the episode. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. You can book a private reading with me or a soul session at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities. Infinite you.